Hi guys, welcome to the first episode of Bite Size by Unifiller. In this podcast, we aim to share bite-sized industry insights from subject matter experts in the food and baking industries. For this episode's topic, we'll be talking about operations and process improvement. Today, we welcomed Martin Reese, the Director of Sales and Marketing at Apex Motion Control. Just a little bit of background info on Martin. He has spent his entire career building, designing, and selling food processing equipment, including flour silos, tunnel ovens, and fully automated processing systems. In 2018, he joined Apex Motion Control to help them develop and market their new collaborative robot, the BakerBot. So without further ado, let's dive in. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time. So the first question that we kind of want to talk about are common operational and process challenges that you've seen at bakeries, at food manufacturing facilities. Can you sort of go over what that looks like and how automation can target those challenges?
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for inviting me here to join you on your podcast series. That's a great initiative that Unifil is doing. Yeah, so I've been around in the baking industry for a good 20 years now, and I think it hasn't really changed over the years. The same challenges has been there for a long time. It's just becoming more and more apparent now. The biggest one is really labor shortage. There's some statistics out there that says within the next 5-10 years, about 25 million baby boomers are going to retire, and the younger generations are not really coming into our industry. So the bakers are really coming to someone like ourselves and like yourselves to ask for automation, because they simply can't get enough staff. They can't get enough people into the bakeries to do those tasks. And even skilled labor, because there's a lot of knowledge exiting the labor force. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, cake decoration is one of them, where they've had a lot of women standing and squeezing piping bags and decorating cakes on production lines, and they're no longer that available. So they come to us for help with robots to basically do that that decorations, and yourself for your cake decoration lines. So I would say labor shortage is becoming number one. Food safety mm-hmm. is number two, of course. Mm-hmm. That's one of the other production challenges that they always have, and concerns they always have is really into food safety. And then thirdly, it's employee safety. Those are the main concerns the industry has, and that's what we're trying to address right now with our robots and the collab robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and automation is a really hot topic in the industry right now. It's being discussed in so many circles in the food and baking industry. And you touched on two important points, actually, food safety and employee safety. So can you tell us a bit about how automation and robots especially can work to improve food safety, as well as, for example, operator safety who work on these machines?
Yeah. So in regards to food safety, it goes without saying, having a piece of equipment that's built to the industry standard with sanitary requirements, there's no humans touching the product anymore, right? So less mm-hmm. hands manipulating the product, less people standing, and especially in this day and age, there's kind of two aspects. There's the food safety aspect of it, but also with COVID now, with the physical distancing that has to the plants has to adhere to, of actually making the work environment safe for the employees, because a lot of these production lines, they were in the old days, or you know, just 9 months ago, they were mm-hmm. standing shoulder to shoulder on these lines, and packaging or decorating or assembling or what it could be. And you can't do that anymore. Now you have to space them out, and that creates some challenges. So automation can come in and help there, both from an employee safety standpoint in this COVID environment, but also with the food safety less handling, people don't cough on it, you know, that kind of stuff. With the other safety aspect that's been there for a long time has been repetitive stress injuries. There's been a lot of injuries due to repetitive motion. In the packaging application where you're case packaging, it's the same thing you do over and over again. You're picking up an item, putting it into a case, you're picking up an item, putting it into a case. It can be bakers or manufacturers that are using rack ovens, lifting trays that can weigh up to, you know, 16, 18 pounds per tray and going into a rack, you know, there's a shelf that's 6 feet up from the ground and there's a shelf that's, you know, half a foot off the ground, and they have to bend over several times a day, and it can create some issues. Carpal tunnel issues and wrists as well, especially for those cake decorators we talked about before. That's another thing that especially robotics can help with, alleviate some of those issues. So, you know, to sort of sum it up, we really help sort of threefold it with getting automation in is really your workforce safety, plus the food safety aspect of it as well that that we help with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all great points. And it's so true that it's more important to be considerate of employee safety and food safety during COVID when all these concerns are sort of amplified during this time. And as you were talking, I was just kind of thinking how exciting it is to bring this robot, this sort of this machine that can come in and do all of this manual labor for people, and you know, sort of repeat the same motions that people normally do. And while some people might find that exciting, there is a small number of pushback against, you know, bringing in robots into like the work site. And so like amidst this kind of tension, what considerations should businesses make if they're trying to decide, you know, if a robot is a good fit to fit into the production line, or bringing in, say, automated portioning equipment like the equipment that Unifiller provides? What are some of these key considerations that businesses should be making?
Well, I think we have to sort of look at it, and it, the comment that you made where there's a bit of a pushback from certain in regards to robotic or automation, you're taking away, you know, jobs from the labor force. But we have to go back to the issue that's at hand in our industry is that we simply don't have enough labor. We don't have enough people to fulfill and do these jobs. And with the baby boomers retiring in the next 5 to 10 years, 25 million Americans are going to leave the workforce. It really leaves a huge gap. So if we want to stay competitive, we want to stay producing the goods that we have here, and we want to do it in North America, automation is really the only way forward. The younger generation, though, typically are very interested in going in and doing these very labor-intensive tasks. They have had other opportunities, and they choose to do those jobs again. We actually, in my 20-some-odd years in this industry, going in and implementing automated systems in bakeries from, you know, silo systems, band ovens, cookie extruders, robotic systems, I've actually never seen anybody lay anybody off due to that. Mm-hmm. It's simply because they have increased capacity. They have to have more throughput. They have, you know, increased their sales and producing more products. So they still have the same staff, if not more staff. So it's not really reducing the numbers of people they have. They're just moving around to areas where humans are the more qualified to do the job, because robots or automation is very, very good at doing the same thing over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a repetitive task, automation is great at that. But if you have a job or a task that is more complex, require also some creativity, acquire some, some critical thinking, robots or automation won't do do that, you know.
Yeah. They will do exactly thankfully they don't. Them. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have plenty of jobs still in the industry for humans to do, and there's many jobs that we will never do as you know, the robots won't do for us.
Yeah, that's really interesting to think that it actually doesn't put into reality a lot of the fears that some people have, like robots coming in to take over people's jobs, and when in fact it actually creates more jobs and opportunities, you know, for the human workers to do more dynamic, more creative work. So that's a really, really cool aspect of, you know, just one of the few benefits that automation can bring. So sort of just to end off our conversation here, what do you think businesses should look in, for example, a robotics provider or, you know, an automated equipment provider? Like, what are some of the key things that they should look for in this kind of partnership?
Yeah, like one thing I think is key in any partnership is experience. You want to work with a company that works in the industry that we are in. The food automation and food manufacturing is very you know, specialized. You can't, an automation company or what we are typically referred to as robotic integrators, we can span and go across many different industries, from automotive to pharmaceutical, you know, to lumber yards or whatever, you know, it can be many different things. But you probably don't want to get someone that's, you know, good at assembling cars or good at working in a lumber yard, get them to design and build the equipment for you that's going into a food manufacturing facility, because the standards and requirements are very different.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you partner up with a company that is in your niche and your area. So very, like, I would say one word, it's expertise, experience. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
That's it for our first episode of Bite Size. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out Apex Motion Control on social media. You can find them at Apex Motion Control. They're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the works. They even have a really entertaining TikTok platform, you guys. So be sure to check them out. Also, be sure to check out Unifiller's latest updates. We'll be continuing to share the latest industry insights and company news. So you can find us at Unifiller Systems on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Thank you guys so much for listening in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Bite Size.